Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Agriculture is big on data, from GPS and yield monitors to EPDs and calving records. But when range management is the focus, data collection may not be a priority. SDSU Extension Range Specialist Krista Ehlert explains, data can enhance opportunities to build resilient, productive pastures. She points to several methods for evaluation.
So that's where a lot of things like photo point monitoring at the beginning and the end of the season can be a really easy method for seeing if you met your goals, as well as doing measurements with things like the grazing stick or the clip and weigh method. However you want to collect data on your pasture and range management, I highly encourage producers to do so.
Additional records which may prove useful include dates of grazing, stocking rates, and precipitation. Record this data digitally or in hard copy and refer to the information when planning each year's grazing system. Ehlert believes this data can aid in preventing overgrazing, leaving enough residue and standing forage to armor the soil, protect microbial habitat, catch snow, and shield the land from weather extremes.
Heading into the winter and also thinking about the really intense storms that we had this year, particularly East River, is that if you have both plant litter laying down on the ground and standing residual forage, your operation is going to be better able to withstand wind and water erosion.
Collecting pasture data doesn't have to be complicated, as most can utilize a smartphone and a spreadsheet. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on collecting data for range management.